This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Lynn and Uma with you on the evening edition. Sean Tanis is here with the market. Sean, I love the stories you pick every time you come in to talk about markets, because today we're going to be talking about salmon farmers and facial recognition. Fish and facial recognition. Let me just say that again. All right. So apparently salmon farmers are going to use facial recognition to build individual medical records for millions of fish to cut production costs.
Yeah.
Where do you find these? What do you Google these stories, Sean?
I think what offends Aquaman. That's what I Googled. I Googled today and I got this story. Bloomberg reported this actually. And the first line said, not even fish will escape the era of facial recognition cameras. But before we talk about numbers, the burning question right now is if fish have faces. Lynn, I know you have fish.
I do have fish.
I think they have names also.
Some of them have names, right? Yes.
Can you actually tell by looking at
who is Larry? Which one's Larry?
The thing is, I don't usually have a face-on kind of encounter with my fish. I'm looking at them from the top up. So it's more like, oh, Orangey is doing well today, as opposed to, hey, look at his face.
Okay, so apparently they do have faces. because a company in Norway
has
developed a 3D scanner that can tell each salmon apart. And this is based on the distinct pattern of spots around their eyes, mouth and gills. So Cermaq Group AS, a giant fishing company, they are planning to roll out their technology at salmon pens along Norway's coastline, and they're saying the medical record will prevent the spread of epidemics like sea lice, for example. And just the lice epidemic alone could cost the global industry more than $1 billion each year.
Aside from the industry, I'm just really pleased to read this, because have you seen those photos of what happened to salmon after they encounter sea lice? It's really awful.
It's really awful, yeah.
Yeah, it's quite terrible. Not just, you know, because we eat them, but it's just on a human level.
Bad quality of life.
Yeah. So as futuristic as it may sound, surveillance technology has been deployed everywhere now, from airports to restaurants. I guess it's only a matter of time for other sectors to start utilizing this to improve their business. In fact, the technology is being used to monitor cows in the dairy industry. We just keep jumping from one thing to the next. Yeah. But I don't quite understand how this is going to work for medical purposes in fish farming.
Yeah, so basically salmon farms will have like camera scanners at the water surface. So about each day, 40,000 salmon in each pen will rise to the surface to gulp for air. Apparently, this is to regulate their bladders.
Mm-hmm.
So each time a salmon does this, which is about every 4 days, it would go through a funnel fitted with sensors and it would screen its face and body. So this allows records to be kept for each fish, and if the sensors pick up abnormalities like lice or skin ulcers, the infected fish will be quarantined for medical treatment. And you're laughing.
I'm sorry. Yeah. It's a very serious thing. Yes.
Poor fish. And then farmers will take these infected fish. This actually avoids the need to do a blanket treatment on all other healthy fish and fix the problem more efficiently. Because apparently, if you treat all the healthy fish, it stresses them out. So just to keep them healthy so that you can eat them later.
Don't stress the salmon out. So, I'm sorry. This is the best story I think I will read all week. I'm just so happy with this, Sean. And you know what? This is what we strive to do on the evening edition. You're sitting in your car right now. Now you can go home. Over dinner, you can tell people, hey, let me tell you about fish and facial scanning.
You might even recognize your fish. Like, you saw this fish somewhere. You know? I don't know.
With this technology, Lynn, you can name them things other than Orangey.
I know. I'm going to be able to tell David from Charles.
There you go. Let's move on to stocks. Gamuda Berhad and MMC Corp are in the news today. What's happening to their stock?
Trading for both Gamuda and MMC was suspended this morning after dropping more than 15 cents from the reference price. Gamuda ended the day down 78 cents at 2 ringgit 43 cents. MMC shares also took a tumble. They fell 22 cents at 1 ringgit 13 cents. The fall in both counters came after the government terminated the MMC Gamuda agreement as the tunneling contractor for the MRT2 project.
All right, Sean Tanis, thank you very much for that market wrap. You know, we were talking earlier about...
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.